Thank God for the opportunity to share God's word with everybody here this afternoon.
感谢主赐给我这个机会，能够与弟兄姐妹们在这里来传讲主的信息。
I happen to be at the right place at the right time.
神把我放在一个适当的时机。在适当的地方放我在这个地方。
The Lord put me in Life Church, Gilstead Road.
神把我放在 Gilstead Road 的生命堂。
And when the land here was available for sale, we discussed in session.
当这个地在这马西岭这块地在出售的时候呢，我们在这个长职团里面讨论过。
So finally, we decided to buy the land.
感谢主带领我们决定来买这块地。
And I had the privilege to see the building come up.
感谢主给我有这个机会能够看到这个建筑教堂的建筑物建立起来。
I have been touched very deeply about what God has done over the years in this congregation.
我感谢主在这个有赐给我这个机会在这个会众里面能够看着这个会众来成长。
Thank God that the gospel has been preached and the gospel has spread all over the world.
感谢主借着新生命堂能够在此来扩展神的国度到世界的一个不同地方。
Thank God we received the gospel. Now we give out the gospel.
感谢主我们来领受这个福音，我们也来传讲这个福音。
I rejoice with all of you that God has indeed blessed New Life Bible Presbyterian Church for the past over 30 years.
感谢主，我赐给我这个机会，能够看见这个新生命堂在过去的这个年岁里面的成长。
Today I'm going to share with you something unusual.
今天早上与大家来分享这个不同的事。
Usually, when a message is preached, it is usually one psalm.
通常一个信息的传讲的时候，通常是一段的这个诗篇，一篇的诗篇。
I'm doing something unusual because I'm going to deal with three psalms.
我要做一些不同的事，就是我要讲到三篇的这个诗篇。
Psalm 22, Psalm 23, Psalm 24, they are connected to one another.
我要分享的就是在诗篇22、23、24这三篇是彼此的连接。
Obviously, with the limited amount of time that we have, I can only deal with one verse for one psalm.
因为时间的缘故，我只能够一个诗篇来分享一个经文，一节经文。
Psalm 22, we are going to deal with one verse, and that is verse 16.
而这个诗篇第二十二篇，我们要思想的是在第十六节。
And then Psalm 23, we are also dealing with only one verse.And that is verse 4.
而这个诗篇二十三篇，我们也只能够分享就是诗篇的第四节。
And then finally, Psalm 24, we are going to deal with verse 8.
然后诗篇二十四篇，我们要看第八节。
These three psalms are very important. It talks about the past, and it talks about the present, and it also talks about the future.
这三篇呢，二十二是讲到过去，二十三是讲到现在，二十四是讲到未来。
In Psalm 22, we see Christ as our Savior.
在诗篇二十二篇，我们看见基督是我们的救主。
In Psalm 23, we see Jesus as our Shepherd.
在诗篇二十三篇呢，耶稣是我们的牧者。
And in Psalm 24, we see Jesus as our King.
诗篇二十四篇是看耶稣是我们的君王。
And when you bring the three psalms together, it becomes very beautiful.
把这三篇的诗篇放在一起呢，就成为一部很美的诗篇。
King David wrote all the three Psalms, and he lived 1,000 years before Jesus Christ.
大卫诗人大卫他写了这三篇的诗篇，他是在耶稣基督降生之前的1000年做王。
The scriptures that God has given to us is prophetic.
而这个经文给我们看见的是充满了预表性的经文。
That means the scriptures can predict the future.
就是说这个经文是预言到未来。
It can tell us things that has not yet happened before.
可以告诉我们还没有发生的事情。
So in Psalm 22, you see King David talking about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ 1,000 years later.
而我们看见诗篇二十二篇所讲到的是基督的被钉被受死是在1000年后发生的事。
We're going to look at Psalm 22 verse 16 now, and the verse goes like this. The verse begins with the word dogs. Dogs have surrounded me, a band of evil men have encircled me, they have pierced my hands and my feet.
在诗篇二十二篇第十六节那里说，犬类围着我，恶党环绕我，他们扎了我的手，我的脚。
Sometimes we read the word, we read the word of God, we have to understand how to interpret the word of God.
当我们在读神的话语的时候，我们必须要了解如何来解释神的话。
Now, if you look at verse 16, the word dogs is found, D-O-G-S.
当我们读这个十六节讲到狗犬类的时候
，And if we were to look at the same verse closely, you begin to realize that this verse is not talking about four-legged animals.
我们看这个这节经文讲到犬类，不是指的这个狗而言。
The same verse tells us that these dogs are a band of evil men.
这个经文所讲的犬类是一群的恶人。
They behave like dogs.
他们的行为好像犬一样。
When Jesus was on the cross, they surrounded him.
当耶稣在十字架的时候，他们围绕着他。
They are out to bite him.
他们要寻找机会来咬他。
And we know full well that the second part of the verse tells us of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在下半节的讲到是耶稣基督受被钉死十字架。
It cannot refer to King David because during his time there was no crucifixion.
也不可能是讲到大卫王，因为在他的年代没有这个钉十字架。
Crucifixion is a Roman invention.
而这个十字架是罗马十字架刑罚是罗马人的发明。
It happened during the time of Jesus Christ.
是在耶稣基督的时代。
It did not happen during the time of David.
不是在大卫的时代。
So David spoke as a prophet.
而大卫预言这段经文。
He saw the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ 1,000 years later.
他预言到耶稣基督1000年后的被钉十架。
So Psalm 22 talks about Jesus as our Savior. He is our Savior because he went to the cross to die for us.
因为诗篇二十二是讲到耶稣基督是我们的救主，他到十字架为我们而死。
It is absolutely amazing that the Bible talks about the crucifixion before it happened.
而这个圣经讲到这个钉十字架在还没发生以前就已经预言了。
The Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross not reluctantly. He went to the cross willingly.
耶稣基督到十字架不是勉强的去，而是甘心乐意的去。
He is our Savior.
他是我们的救主。
He is our Savior because he says, I lay down my life. I lay down my life.Of my own accord.
耶稣基督是我们的救主，因为他为我们来舍命。
You know something that's very fascinating? If you were to turn to John chapter 10,
你会发觉到一件特别的事，在约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10, verse 17 tells us that when Jesus went to the cross, he tells us that the Father, his Father, loved him.Because he was willing to go to the cross.
而耶稣基督在约翰福音里面讲到，当他愿意到十字架上的时候，父因此而喜悦他。
Verse 17 says, "The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No man takes it from me, but I lay down of my own accord. I have authority to lay down, and authority to take it up again. This command I receive from my Father."
我们看见在第约翰福音第十章第十七节那里说，我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来，没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的，我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来，这是我从父所受的命令。
The Father sent Jesus to the cross. Jesus willingly went to the cross.
天父也差他的儿子到十字架，而儿子甚至耶稣也愿意到十字架。
That's a Christian message.
这就是基督徒的信息。
You don't find this in any other religion.
你不会在其他的信仰里面找到。
Jesus went to the cross for you, for me.
而耶稣基督为你和我到十字架上去。
We call this substitutionary atonement.
这就是代替性的这个赎罪。
Jesus died in my place.
耶稣为我而死。
He died the death that I should have died.
他的死是因着我应当受的死而死。
Why did he go to the cross?
他为何到十字架呢？
Why did Jesus go to the cross?
为何耶稣到十字架？
Well, there was no other way.
因为没有其他的方法。
Sin must be dealt with.
罪必须得到对付。
Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed.
耶稣在客西马尼园祷告。
He prayed to the Father.
他向天父祷告。
He asked the question of the Father to see if there was any other way.
他向天父求有其他的路可行的话。
And the answer from the Father was that there's no other way.
但是天父没有其他的方法。
He must go to the cross.
耶稣必须到十字架。
To die on our behalf.
为我们而死。
And it was commanded of the Father.
而是天父所命定的。
For this alone.
而单单为此。
Christians should always be grateful.
而我们基督徒应当感恩。
The just for the unjust.
是那义的代替不义的。
That he might bring us back to God.
使我们能够回转到神。
Then we come to Psalm 23.
然后我们来看诗篇第二十三篇。
We see Jesus as our shepherd.
我们看耶稣是我们的牧者。
As a shepherd, Jesus will guide us. He will direct us. He will protect us.
耶稣是我们的牧者，他会引导我们，他会带领我们，他会保护我们。
In Psalm 22, we see the grace of God.
在诗篇第二十二篇，我们看到
神的恩典。
神的恩典。
Psalm 23, we see God as our shepherd.
诗篇第二十三篇，我们看见神是我们的牧者。
As a shepherd, He protects us.
他保护我们。
Shepherd protects the sheep.
牧者保护羊群。
And he has two weapons.
还有两个武器。
The Bible talks about staff and the rod.
圣经讲到这个杖和杆。
The psalmist says, "Your rod and your staff, they comfort me."
圣经说，你的杖、你的杆都安慰我。
What is a rod?
什么是杖呢？
Rod is an offensive weapon.
杖是攻击性的武器。
It's used to attack.
就是用来攻击。
Attack what?
攻击什么呢？
Well, a shepherd has to look after the sheep because the sheep are helpless creatures.
牧者必须保护羊群，因为羊群是没有保护能力。
So the shepherd must protect the sheep.
所以羊群是牧者保护，必须要保护羊群。
Other wild animals,
有这其他的野兽。
So when the other wild animals wanted to come and eat other sheep, the shepherd will use the rod to hit at the wild animals.
所以当有其他野兽攻击吃这个羊群的时候呢，牧者就来攻击这些野兽。
So that we call it an offensive weapon.
所以我们称之为攻击性武器。
For attacking.
来攻击。
But then the shepherd also has a defensive weapon.
而牧者也有这个防卫性武器。
And that is called a staff.
就是杆。
You look at my hand here. There's a hook at the end of the staff.
就是这个杆有一个弯曲的部分。
Why is there a hook at the end of the staff?
为什么这个杆会有弯曲的部分呢？
We who grew up in Singapore are not so familiar with sheep and shepherd.
我们在新加坡长大，可能对羊群不牧者不熟悉。
But you go to some other countries, you can see the shepherd looking after the sheep.
当时我们到其他国家看见这个牧羊人与羊群的关系。
So the purpose of a staff is to prevent the sheep from going astray.
而这个杆呢，是保护这个羊群免它走歪路。
Isaiah the prophet says, "All we like sheep have gone astray."
这个以赛亚书里面讲到，我们个人都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
We have a tendency to go away from God.
我们有这个倾向是远离神。
So God very lovingly, He uses His staff, and He sees that you are going to go astray. He uses His staff and bring you back.
神看见我们要离开他，神就用他的杆来把我们带领回来。
So sometimes we go astray. Sometimes we go away from God. Sometimes we do things that displease God.
有时候我们会走岔路，有时候我们会远离神，有时候我们会得罪神。
So God will lovingly use the staff to bring us back.
所以神就用他的杆来引导我们回来。
So that's a beautiful thing about Psalm 23.
这就是诗篇二十三篇美丽的地方。
Your rod and your staff they comfort me.
你的杖、你的杆都安慰我。
And in this world, we see evil.
在这世上有许多的邪恶。
Evil is a reality.
这个邪恶就是现实的。
Because of the fallenness of the human race, evil is a reality.
而在因为人的堕落，而这个邪恶是真实的。
That's why the psalmist says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil."
所以诗人说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
I'm aware of the fact that there are people who try to find out what is this valley of the shadow of death. Is that a very dark valley, very unusual valley that makes me very fearful?
我们当中可能在想，到底这死荫的幽谷是什么呢？是使我很害怕的是什么呢？
Thank God that the language here is vague. It's very hard to understand.
这个语言上是很难明白的。
So that way, the application can be very wide.
所以在应用上是很广泛。
In other words, when God puts us in a very dangerous, unusual situation, you can be fearless.
所以神在我们一个很特殊、不同的地方的时候，我们可以无所惧怕。
Maybe you go to a strange place, or maybe you are going to a major operation. But that will be.The valley of the shadow of death.
可能我们到一个很陌生的地方，或者我们要经历一个很大的手术，那可能就是我们的死荫的幽谷。
Or somebody say, "Oh, I'm going for a triple bypass."
所以或者我们要有人说我们经过这个三道这个绕道心脏手术。
Where I serve, there's a couple.
有一个夫妇。
Both are today in the 80s.
他们都是八十多岁的人。
Very interesting. We got along very well.
我们相处得很愉快。
The husband and the wife.
丈夫和妻子。
10 years ago.
十年前。
Each of them went to triple bypass.
他们每个都经过三个这个绕道手术。
And when he went to the triple bypass, and when she went to the bypass, they were already in the 70s.
当他们两位经过这个绕道手术的时候，他们都差不多七十多岁了。
We worry for them.
我们为他们担忧。
We thought it's a hopeless situation.
我们以为是没有希望了。
Sometimes we can be very unkind. We thought of the worst.
我们可能会不大好，我们是往最坏的去打算。
Thank God, the operation was successful.
感谢主，这个手术成功。
Though in the 80s, they are still up and about.
但是他们还是很健康。
As a matter of fact, when I'm here, they preach for me.
所以感谢主，当我来这里的时候，他们为我在那里
讲道。I have several people who are able to stand in my place when I'm here.
当我来到这里的时候，有好几位能够代替我在那里服侍。
This senior pastor is one of them. As I said, he's in the 80s now. I have another one, a younger one, who happened to be a Filipino Chinese.
有一位主任牧师超过八十岁在那里来代替我，还有另外一位是菲律宾的华裔，也是在那里帮助。
And very interestingly, he also served in Perth, Australia.
很有意思的，就是他也曾在这个他在这个澳洲的博士服侍。
So thank God, for his co-workers, that.Were able to help me out in my absence.
感谢主为这些同工，当我不在的时候，他能够在那里代替我服侍。
Then we quickly move on now.
我们继续来看。
Still Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇。
We're going to look at the last verse.
我们来看最后一节。
The verse says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
第六节说，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
One of the things which the Lord has given me the privilege to do is to study the Hebrew language.
神给我其中一个恩典机会，就是来研究这个希伯来语。
Verse 6 says in my translation in English, surely goodnessAnd mercy, that is the King James translation. And the NIV says, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
这个英王钦定本英语的翻译是恩惠和怜悯，而这个在国际这个翻译本的是恩惠与慈爱，这中文的版本一样。
You know, the second word, 慈爱。It's a very, very difficult word to translate.
这个慈爱呢很难来翻译。
Goodness and 慈爱 will follow me all the days of my life.
这个恩惠与慈爱要随着我跟直到永远是很难翻译的。
So sometimes, you know, because of my academic circle, I do meet with people who are translators of the Bible.And I one time asked one of those who did the translation, and I asked him, "How do you translate this word?"
在我在学术界的朋友里面，问他们怎么翻译这段经文呢
？And this is what he told me.
这是他对我说。
He said, "We did the translation for the entire Old Testament first, and then when we come across this word, we leave it blank."
我们在翻译整本的这个旧约的时候，当我们来到这个经文的时候，我们留空白。
And when all the Old Testament has been translated, then we come back to look at each word in its context.
然后我们翻译了整本的旧约之后，然后我们看回来看的时候，我们要照着上下文来看。
And we found that the best word to translate for this particular word.Is what we call God's covenant love.
我们发觉到最好翻译的这形容的这个经文呢，是神有守约的这个慈爱。
It is the love that God has promised to Abraham unconditionally, with any condition.
这是神向亚伯拉罕所有的这个守约的约。
So those of us who are Christians, we cherish this verse, verse 6. You notice something about this verse 6 here? Verse 6 doesn't say that we follow goodness and love or goodness and mercy, but it is goodness and mercy that follow us.
我们发觉到第六节不是说我们跟着恩惠与慈爱，而是恩惠与慈爱跟着我们。
Because we belong to God, God has a special favor on us, and He will make sure that good will come to your life regardless.
因为我们跟随着神，所以神的喜悦也跟随着我们。
That is why the verse in Romans come in so beautifully. The Romans 8:28 says, "All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose."
所以这就是为什么在这段经文就让我们看见罗马书第八章二十八节那里说，因为我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是那按他旨意被召的人。
Sometimes we ask the question, why does this bad thing happen to me?
我们在问为什么这样的坏事发生在我身上呢？
We take heart. We remind ourselves that nothing happens to us by chance.
我们很努力的祷告，我们说，因为没有一件临到我们身上的事情是偶然发生的。
And when God says all things work together for good,He means all things work together for good.
当神说万事都互相效力的时候，就是说每一件事。
He doesn't say most things. He doesn't say some things. He said all things.
不是说多数的事，也不是说某一些事，乃是说每一件事都是互相效力。
Follow me all the days of my life.
所以我恩惠实在要随着我一生一世。
So that is Psalm 23.
所以这就是这样的一段解释。
Psalm 22, Psalm 23, now we come to Psalm 24.
哦，我们看到22篇这样说，23篇，现在我们来看24篇。
Psalm 24, we look at three verses, or maybe four verses, 7, 8, 9, 10.
诗篇24篇，我们来看三段经文，就是第七、第八、第九节。
You notice something about that four verses?
你看到的四段经文有什么特别？
Jesus is the King of Glory.
耶稣是荣耀之王。
And what I want to emphasize is verse 10.
我要强调的就是第十节。
Verse 10 asks the question, who is he, this King of Glory?
第十节说谁是荣耀的王是谁呢？
The answer,The Lord Almighty, He is the King of Glory.
答案就是万军之耶和华，他是荣耀的王。
Who is He?
他是谁？
He is Jesus.
就是耶稣。
Jesus is the King of Glory.
耶稣就是荣耀的王。
And if you notice carefully here, it says the Lord Almighty.
你注意的看的话是说万军之耶和华。
I like the Chinese translation here. 万军, you know, 万军 is beautiful, beautiful expression there. 万军。
我很喜欢这个中文的翻译万军。
Now, I want to share with you a little bit of the Hebrew here. It means the Lord is in charge of all the armies.On the face of the earth,
就是在这个希伯来语的意思，就是说，主就是他，就是管掌管一切在世上的众军的主。
Actually, every country has an army.
每个国家都有他的军队。
Sometimes I ask one of our military officers, I say, you know, how many soldiers do we have? He said, I cannot tell you the answer.
我有时问我的这个朋友，就是做军官的，说我们的国家有多少个军队军人，他说这是我不能告诉你。
This is a state secret.
这个是国家的机密。
Sometimes I become very cheeky. I say, how many missiles do we have?
我是很挑就是各位开玩笑的问他我们有多少个导弹。
So we say, no, I cannot tell you.
也说我也不可以告诉你，这是军事机密。
So you see here, the Lord Almighty means the Lord is in charge of all the armies on the face of the earth.
这万军之耶和华，我们可以看见，就是主是掌管一切军队的主。
Is that all?
是不是这一切？
No, it's not all.
不是这一切而已。
The King of Glory is also in charge of the armies in heaven.
这位荣耀的君王呢，他也是掌管天上所有的军队之王。
So Jesus is in control of all the armies on the face of the earth.As well as all the armies in heaven.
所以耶稣呢，他不但是这地面君王的主，地面军队的主，他也是天上众军的主。
That is the kind of Jesus we have.
这就是我们所认识的耶稣。
We quickly wrap it up now, and we end the message.
我们要很快的结束。
Psalm 22.
诗篇二十二篇。
Jesus died for us. He is the good.Savior, the Good Shepherd.
耶稣他为我们而死。
The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. That's number one.
然后好牧人为羊舍命。
Psalm 23.
诗篇第二十三篇。
He's a great shepherd.
他是一个伟大的牧者。
The great shepherd protects us.
伟大的牧者保护羊群。
And then Psalm 24.
诗篇二十四篇。
He is the chief shepherd.
他是首要的牧者。
Jesus is the chief shepherd.
耶稣是首要的牧者。
And I'm going to close with one verse from 1 Peter.
我要从彼得前书第五章那里总结。
And that is a beautiful verse.
彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
Those of us who are given a position of leadership in the church.
我们当中做牧者的。
This is what God has spoken to you and to me.
这是神用这段话来对我们说话。
He says in verse 2, be shepherd of God's flock.
第二节说要来牧养羊群。
That refers to all elders, including ruling elders and teaching elders. In the Presbyterian church, we have two kinds of elders, two kinds of elders.
在这个长老会里面有两种的长老，一个是牧养的，一个是教导的。
Okay, now I'm a teaching elder. Elder Sim is a ruling elder. And the message is given to both of us. We are to be shepherds of God's flock that's under your care.
神给我们这个责任，就是我是这个管理的牧长老，而这个沈长老他是教导的长老。
You notice verse 2 said, "Be shepherd of God's flock."
而这个经文讲到这个牧者是这个神的羊教导神的羊群。
That's under your care.
是放在我们的牧养之下。
No, you notice the word there says, "God's flock."
就是神的羊群。
Number one.Let's remind ourselves, the church, not the building. The church means the people of God belong to God.
所以告诉我们，教会不是教堂，教会的弟兄姐妹是属于神的。
Be shepherd of God's flock that's under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be.
而这个在我们的照管之下，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
Thank God for the privilege of service.
感谢主赐给我这个机会服事。
And then this is what Peter says in verse 4. There's a conclusion there. And when the chief shepherd appears,
在第四节，彼得说，当牧长显现的时候。
So you see here, Psalm 24, Jesus is our chief shepherd.
所以我们看见这个诗篇第二十四篇呢，也讲到耶稣就是我们的牧长。
What happens when he appears?
当他显现的时候如何呢
？He appears to give reward.
他显现的时候来赏赐人。
To see whether we have been faithful in serving him.
看我们是否忠心的来服侍他。
Now it is not just a message meant for the elders, pastor, it also meant for deacons.Meant for all of us who are serving the Lord in the church.
这不单单是给教会的长职牧者，也是给所有服侍主的弟兄姐妹。
So when he appears, The first thing that he's going to look for is, have I been faithful?
他显现的时候，要我们要问就是你或者是我是否忠心于主。
So when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
当牧长显现的时候，我们必得那永不衰传荣耀的冠冕。
We don't have the details about what the crown of glory is going to be.
我们不知道这个荣耀冠冕是如何。
But one thing we do know, it will definitely include what he is going to say to us. It will include what Jesus is going to say to us.
我们相信他会包括耶稣对我们所说的。
What is he going to say to us? He will say to us, good and faithful servant.Enter into the joy of the Lord.
就是耶稣基督所说的，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，进入享受那永恒的喜乐。
In other words, we want him to give us a word of commendation.
就是耶稣基督会给我们这个称赞
and recognition.
还有这个表扬。
The Lord does not ignore what we do for him.
神不会忘记我们所做的一切。
So let us continue to serve the Lord faithfully.
让我们继续的来服侍神，忠心的服侍他。
May he help us to be faithful until he returns for us.
让我们继续的来忠心于他，直到他再来。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to serve you. Thank you for the Psalms that we have just looked at. Psalm 22.23 and 24, and we pray that we will treasure these psalms and remind ourselves that you are in these psalms, and we are also in these psalms as your sheep. You are our shepherd. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.